All right, glad you're with us. Write down our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Got a lot of stuff that we are going to do a deep dive on as it relates to the New York area and the city of New York, where it's kind of ground zero here, and a lot of information I'm going to pass on to you, including now 75,795 cases. We have the most horrific, insane madness in terms of there are people that no matter what is going on, they will turn this into an opportunity to bludgeon Donald Trump, who frankly is moving heaven and earth for 50 states. And it really, really ticks me off. Let me start with Facts Without Fear, because there is anecdotal evidence on a lot of different issues. Dr. Oz will check in with us on the medical side of things today. We're now seeing movement in the country geographically that is somewhat concerning. Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Detroit, Chicago, worried about those areas. But right now, for the moment, it's all things New York. I mean, I grew up in New York. Lived 5 years in Rhode Island, 5 years in California, 2 years in Alabama, 4 years in Georgia. Then I came back to New York all these years. So I drove into the city last night so I could be, you know, this ship is amazing. This Navy hospital ship, the Comfort is so amazing. And the people on it are even more amazing. 12 operating rooms. This thing is incredible. And I've never got into the city that fast. You get to the city and there's like nobody walking the streets. It's almost like, Linda, tell me if I'm wrong here, like Contagion, the movie. Remember with Dustin Hoffman and Rene Russo? It's scary. It's eerie. It's chilling. It's a tough time. And I've been warning people the next few weeks are going to be rough. You got to buckle up here. We have anecdotal information, evidence on the medical side, the treatment side. That's where hydroxychloroquine comes in, and along with Azithromax. And some are saying you got to add zinc to it, too. They might be having better results there. Awaiting more anecdotal evidence. Dr. Oz has all the latest numbers on that. I know everybody's been focused on the issue of ventilators. We now know that Ford and GM are going to be banging these out. We expect thousands by the middle of this month and 50,000 ventilators in 100 days. I'm hoping we don't need them, because when you get to the point you need that, you're in trouble. I'm hoping that, and I'm going to get into this in some detail, that hydroxychloroquine and Azithromax, all the anecdotal information we're bringing to you, I hope we can get more availability of it, because Novartis, one of the pharmaceutical companies in Israel, and Bayer and others are now mass producing it, and I have not seen anything that scares me at all. Everything I read gives me a lot of hope. I'm not a doctor. Dr. Oz will weigh in on that part of this. We know, well, this was anecdotal, but somewhat interesting. New York Times reporting yesterday the number of new corona cases have started to level off in Washington State, where the nation's first corona hotspot erupted. That was in late January. So, in other words, I keep saying if the pattern holds, in other words, China, in other words, South Korea, you know, we're beginning to see a decline seemingly in Italy, now San Francisco, New York probably has not hit its apex yet, but the pattern, if it holds, it hits a height, it gets apocalyptic and it gets scary, then levels off, and then a dramatic usual decline. Again, if patterns hold, this is not my area of expertise, but I have read more than I've ever thought I'd read in my life about this. The infectious disease doctor, Steve Perotti, at one of the medical group Permanente in Northern California, said that Kaiser Permanente is now seeing a leveling off of COVID-19 cases in our hospitals across Northern California, 4.5 million members. Kaiser is also seeing calls related to colds, cough drop by more than half since social distancing took effect. That's a key indicator that precedes hospitalization. I've not seen Gavin Newsom be like Andrew Cuomo. I really haven't seen it so far. Now, I'm not paying as close attention, but we believe he said very strongly that the stay-at-home order has helped advance our efforts, reducing the stress on the system, and we believe would have already materialized in more acute ways had we not advanced those protocols. And I think hence that is anecdotally what the president was doing this weekend by extending out the 15 days till April the 30th. They are having big problems in Italy as it relates, believe it or not, fears of looting as the corona lockdown is stressing the economy there and the prime minister fighting to hold the entire society together. They were, I mean, you add this to a nationalized healthcare system and single payer system, and it's an unmitigated disaster. For those of you displaced, there was in terms of working, and you want to work. I mean, some people can't stand being home, and I don't blame you. Walmart is now hiring about 5,000 new workers a day, and they said they will easily surpass their previous plan to hire a total of 150,000 new employees. Same with Amazon. So that was in Business Insider. Again, people looking for, you know, work, looking for jobs. You want to keep things going till the assistance comes, maybe 3 weeks from now. The U.S. Naval Hospital is now docked. As of yesterday in New York City, the Javits Center, built by the Army Corps of Engineers, that is open. And we know that it's an incredible support system on that ship. 12 operating rooms, 20 surgical recovery rooms, 80 intensive care beds, 900 additional beds. And these people are just incredible. But they are taking on non-coronavirus patients. There's a big screening even to get into the area. I was so far away from the ship, actually, but I got to see it. It's like two city blocks long. It's incredible. But they take your temperature. You just don't get anywhere near that ship unless you've been checked medically. And that happened to me as I was going in last night. We have other temporary hospitals now being built: Nassau County, Suffolk County, Westchester County, and the president approving even more sites nationwide as the Army Corps of Engineers is now prepping over 100 sites nationwide. They're also looking out and looking for hot spots around the country. Okay, after New York hits the top and starts declining, how do we take all of that equipment and all of those medical personnel and all those beds and everything else and move it to geographic area B, C, or D if that happens? Again, we all hope not. A lot of props to all our partners that have stepped up in the corporate community. They're doing pretty much everything. California-based Virgin Orbit is now starting to mass produce ventilators. You got Hanes and Jockey and Procter and Gamble. But why are they hitting Mike Lindell of MyPillow.com? He's changed his whole manufacturing center away from his business to build masks. Oh, because he said, "I believe in God, and thank God Donald Trump's in charge for this." Oh, okay. Let's just beat the crap out of him for that. Meanwhile, okay, how much money is he likely losing and investing in helping his fellow man? We also have Abbott Labs. This is really, really important. But on the other side, it's a little scary, too. And that is, they have successfully created a test for corona, COVID-19, that will get results in around 5 minutes. And every state will receive a lot of those testing machines. And they can perform up to 50,000 tests per day, which they're ready to put into effect in fairly short order. Now, the anti-lupus or the lupus medication treatment and anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine, that has now been authorized for emergency use nationwide after the promising results. Again, we'll share more with Dr. Oz later. The giant Novartis, again, donating 130 million doses of the drug. Teva is the company in Israel. It's escaped my attention. They donated 6 million doses already, another 4 million doses on the way. Bayer, similarly, are putting together as much as they can produce as quickly as they can produce it. I'm just preparing you all, though. If the patterns hold, this is now where it gets rough. This is probably the moment where it matters the most. Everything that we were able to get in place, as imperfect as it will probably be, there's nothing perfect, is the time that was bought because of the travel ban and the quarantine. It's incalculable. It would have been harder. It would have been faster. It would have been more deadly. The numbers would be exponentially higher. And when I get to the political side of things, which I will later, not one Democrat says anything except the worst things they can say about Donald Trump. And it's really infuriating in New York when I give you the full story about Governor Cuomo. It really ticks me off. Now, Chris Cuomo apparently contracted the virus. I've known Chris a long time. He actually, before he was at CNN, worked at Fox News. I have a great relationship with him. It's not personal, but his brother, you know, with the photo ops at the hospital center, at the Jacob Javits Center, and then, you know, his photo op at this Navy ship yesterday, and then he's lecturing everybody on what they need to do. And when you look at the real facts, it is mind-numbing how ill-prepared New York as a state and New York as a city post 9/11, zero preparedness that I see. And now that we're getting more information, it's even worse than I thought. And then, so you get all these hospitals built before you're really taking on the heavy load of patients that are coming here. It's an international state and city, New York City. You have the highest concentration of people in the smallest geographical area. And then you have, yeah, it's the number one terror target in all of the United States. And I mean, they had like zero preparation and numerous opportunities to prepare. And I'm reading everybody in New York. They watch Andrew Cuomo, you know, go out there and he's saying a lot of, he's pretty much echoing what the national responses and what how people should conduct themselves, et cetera. And then he usually, you know, the cheap shot here, the cheap shot there. And I'm like, I can't take it. It's really infuriating. China's coronavirus count apparently excluded infected people with no symptoms. They apparently are going to start reporting the number of asymptomatic carriers. Too late in the game, if you want my opinion. You got all sorts of crazy stuff happening. The D.C. mayor threatening jail time if you leave your home during coronavirus. Houston mayor is pleading with crooks and criminals to chill until the coronavirus pandemic is over. Then go back to being a criminal? I the politics of this is unbelievable. The scary thing, and we'll ask Dr. Oz about this, is whether or not the coronavirus could be airborne. We worried about that from the beginning. That's on my timeline of how we covered this, soon-to-be pandemic. It wasn't at the Times, and it's on Hannity.com. My biggest fear was, uh-oh, asymptomatic people for days and days and days seems highly infectious, and that was a big red flag for me.